Hey, you're still here, I see. Helping clean out the church? Yeah, sure, I can help out. Where do you want me to start? Here? Okay, sure. You know, I find it funny and ironic that the people who attend church to cleanse their souls and conscience are the same people who litter the space. Shouldn't you be clean both on the inside and on the outside? Hypocrites. Oh, was my language too harsh? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's just these past couple of days I've been thinking of a couple of things with regards to our faith. Well, it's odd, isn't it? There are certain things that our priests and lay preachers tell us don't make sense. For one thing, some of the sins that they speak of seem very normal things to me in that they neither hurt myself or others. Well, like premarital sex and masturbation and all that. I think we're old enough to say those things without worry. Oh, don't worry. We're in the house of God, talking about the laws of God. I'm sure God will understand a meaningful conversation between two of his followers. And see, that's another thing that I noticed. Our leaders don't seem to want us to question things. It's always just follow this and follow that, and do this and do that. Oh, I'm sure they have the best intentions in mind, but, well, you know what they say. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And it's even more hilarious when you know that our leaders themselves have their own sins. Oh, nothing. I just caught Father Rodriguez fucking Mrs. Hernandez before my babysitting shift started. It was wild. And loud. Goodness. I can't believe they would act so carelessly with a child nearby. Perhaps they didn't think the poor kid would understand. Oh, such depraved souls. I'm not lying, you know. I can never lie in front of God's eyes. One of the Ten Commandments. Which, you know, makes it so unfair and ironic that Father Rodriguez would speak about marriage and dishonesty in a relationship when he himself participates in such acts. Book of John, chapter 8, verse 7. Let him who was without sin among you cast the first stone, the Bible says. So, I guess Father Rodriguez was unfit to throw the first stone? But I guess I can't judge either. I, too, am with sin. What my sin is? Oh, no. I'm afraid you might judge me so harshly. But that depends if you see my actions as a sin. But then, you can't judge me, too, if you've sinned, too, so... You see where I'm going here? Let me ask you something. Do you think you're a good person? Or do you think you're a hypocrite? You'd like to think you're good? Oh no, I didn't mean anything from that tone. It's just, I want to know how sure you are with that statement. Remember, I can't judge you. I've sinned. So do you think you're a good person? Really? 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 Really, 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 really? See, you think you're without sin. And I've caught you several times already eyeing my body up and down. You think you're without sin. When I can practically feel your eyes on my ass every time I bend down to pick litter up. You think you're without sin when I only need to look down to know that you're lusting for my body. Me? A temptation? How am I a temptation? Oh, is it because of my short, flowy skirt? Is it because of my tight button-up blouse, with my tits just stretching out the fabric? Huh? Caught you looking down my shirt. Well, if I'm a temptation, then you shouldn't be looking at me like that, shouldn't you? You shouldn't be eyeing me up and down for several Sundays now. You shouldn't be biting your lip like that. You shouldn't be staring down my shirt to peek at my cleavage like what you're doing right now. And you shouldn't be as hard as a rock when I reach down and touch you. Whoops! Looks like you are. Oh? Calling me the devil now, are you? Let me give you some advice, straight from the Bible. First book of Peter, chapter 5, verse 8 to 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So, if I'm the devil, you should be more vigilant. You should be resisting. And yet here you are, letting me back you up straight to the altar. Oh no, God isn't testing you. Remember, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. That's from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13. If I was a devil, how come I know more of these Bible verses than you do? But that's the thing, isn't it? We keep viewing sex as sin. When if you think about it, it's exactly how God created us. If we were really just made to make children, then why would God create desire? Why would God give you a cock that gets rock hard when tempted? I think whatever doesn't hurt anyone isn't a sin. And this clearly doesn't hurt me, nor does it hurt you. Well, except, of course, the pain you're probably feeling in your pants right now, because I can feel your cock straining it, and oh, I bet it hurts quite a bit, doesn't it? Would you like me to help? No. But you're not resisting. You're not stopping me. My tits are already pressed against your chest, and my hands are already at your zipper. And yet here you are, just standing in front of God's altar, waiting with your hard cock, not even moving me an inch. That's right. You could push me. But that would hurt me. And that would be considered a sin, wouldn't it? And what would our community say when I step out of here and tell them that you hurt me physically? I think just letting me help you would be the better, less sinful choice now, wouldn't it? Besides, despite all of this talk of sin, hypocrisy, I can easily say that I'm still faithful. How? From the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. You know this very well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but will gain eternal life. Imagine that. No matter what happens, no matter what we do. No matter how we understand or misunderstand his teachings, all we need to do is believe, and we will be in his good graces. That convinced you? Well, calm down, lean against the altar, and let me kneel so that I can worship God's creation properly. Well, all the better that we do it right here, right now, don't you think? So that we know God is watching us. God is looking after us while we, his children, take care of each other. And this is a cog I'd very much like to take care of. I'm so happy God created man in his image. Because if I'm wrong about this, at least I could say I sucked a really good cock. And I can thank God for it. Now, you should last a little bit longer. Unless this is, of course, your first time. It's okay. You're a virgin. I'm a virgin. At least we're helping each other understand our bodies. I'm just two of God's children helping each other out. Would you like to help me out? Well, if you want, you can pull my hair a little bit more. But that means your cock is going to reach my tight throat. And you're going to have to be really, really good and discipline yourself so that you don't finish early. Are you ready? Because I'm ready to receive God's greatest gift. See? It feels so good you're even calling out to God. You want to fuck me, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. You want to unload your cock in my tight little pussy instead? Oh. Oh. But as much as I want you to devour me, I'm a virgin, and I want to remain so until marriage. Of course it makes sense. It's what Father Rodriguez taught us, right? I think. Anyways, that's what I want, and it's my body, my choice. So, if you want, why don't you fuck my tight little asshole instead? It's tighter than my pussy. And you can use my pussy juices to lube it up. I'm so wet and hot already. I'm sure you could use that. That way, I can maintain my dignity while giving you the pleasure you need. Well, you may hurt me by doing this, but it's the kind of hurt I want. What do you think? You will? Perfect. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bend over the altar like this and lift my skirt up and... You're right. No panties. This is what I mean by my sin. I've been wet and horny and aching for you all day long. That's why I'm here. Now, are you going to fuck my tight little ass? Are you going to finish and push your big cock deep inside my ass? Because I'm ready to. Slowly, please. Oh god. You're bigger than I thought. Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're much more bigger than Father Rodriguez. Whoops. I think I forgot to tell you that detail. But it doesn't matter. You're inside me now. You're inside my tight little ass. Oh, you can fuck me. You can fuck me and finish. Finish deep inside my ass. This is really a sin because, fuck that, it feels so good. I'm gonna come with you.
Holy Mother of God! Oh! Oh my God! Oh! Oh, he came so much! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh my God! Oh my God! See? No one got hurt, right? Do you still think this is a sin? I can imagine how it could be a little difficult for you to take it all in, but it's okay. It's okay. Soon you'll realize that it can't be sin to enjoy something this good, especially if no one's being hurt by it. At least that's what Father Rodriguez told me. See what I mean? I know you feel bad about not being the first guy to come deep inside my tight little ass, but, well, maybe. Maybe if you're really, really good next time, I might let you come in my pussy. And Father Rodriguez has never touched my pussy. Well, I'm gonna go get up and get ready to leave. And I'll help you finish clean up our mess. Can't leave God's house filthy now, can we?